all this debate is taking place at a time when economies are shifting from a focus on the production and consumption of goods to a focus on the production and consumption of information. The triumph of capitalism has led to a situation in which transnational corporations are essentially mining different parts of the world for information. Now, this might be genetic information. It could literally be gene sequences of isolated human populations that code for proteins that could have some medical use. It could be mining the world of ethnopharmacology. There are potentially useful native plants that could be commercialized. It could be mining ecological knowledge of native peoples. It could be using or appropriating musical traditions, which can be recorded and commercialized by major media corporations. At the same time the indigenous rights movement is emerging on the world scene, there is also a sort of parallel development in the world economic system towards this interest in and aggressive accumulation of knowledge. These two parallel threads have woven together and have emerged as a claim that native knowledge should be protected or in some cases even repatriated. There's so many things that are implicated by this issue. One is the whole issue of free speech and freedom of information. Academics and people of all sorts depend upon the availability of certain kinds of information that might be taken from public domain. These demands for the protection or the repatriation of indigenous knowledge raise questions about how much of this information will continue to be available and what kind of legal regimes can be invented and then applied worldwide to protect indigenous knowledge from exploitation. The issues are made even more complicated by the fact that there are two strands of these indigenous demands. One's a demand for economic justice. A much more difficult set of problems has to do with the right to cultural privacy.